This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States has shuttered its embassy in Sudan and is on the process of evacuating American government personnel from the capital of Khartoum. As fighting between the Sudanese army and rival powerful paramilitary group in Africa's third largest nation entered a second week. That's according to a senior administration official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the sensitive operation. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered U.S. troops to evacuate dozens of American embassy staff after receiving a recommendation earlier on Monday or on Sunday from his national security team as battles continued to rage in and around Khartoum. Authorities say 17 apartment buildings were evacuated in a Russian city near the Ukrainian border after an explosive device was found at the site where a bomb accidentally dropped by a Russian warplane earlier caused a powerful blast. The bomb blast late Thursday rocked part of Belgorod, leaving three people injured. Belgorod's regional governor said Saturday that sappers examining explosion site had found and decided to detonate what he called an explosive object. That was according to the city's mayor, who later reported that a bomb was removed and residents were allowed to go home. Russian authorities did not say that the detonated device was part of Thursday's misfire. And again, the United States has now shuttered its embassy in Sudan and is in the process of evacuating American government personnel from the capital as fighting between the Sudanese army and a rival powerful paramilitary group in Africa's third largest country enters into a second week. This is VOA News. Police are enforcing a curfew in a community on the southern fringes of Jamaica's capital after gunmen opened fire on people boarding a public minibus, wounding seven, including three children. According to the Jamaica Constabulary Force, there was no information Saturday on the conditions of all the wounded people. The brazen attack occurred at a mid-afternoon Friday in Seaview Gardens. It's a poor area of Kingston, and there was speculation the gunmen were targeting one of the people trying to get on the bus, but authorities have not commented on a positive or possible motive. Conflict among rival gangs has been blamed for an uptick in violence within the community. Donald Trump, stinging from a rebuke by the nation's leading anti-abortion group, used a speech on Saturday before influential evangelicals in Iowa to spotlight his actions as president to try to restrict abortion rights. Chief among the accomplishments Trump listed to the Iowa Christian group were his nominations of three conservative judges to the U.S. Supreme Court. The appointments paved the way for the overturning last year of landmark Roe v. Wade ruling, which had affirmed a federal right to abortion. Trump told the gathering that nobody thought it was going to happen, and they thought it would be another 50 years before it actually did. A second wave of Republican candidates is now preparing to enter the presidential race later this spring following a months-long lull as the GOP field finally takes shape in the U.S. The potential candidates include the former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, former Vice President Mike Pence, and U.S. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. They are hoping to emerge as the alternative to early front-runner Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's widely seen as Trump's most formidable challenger, even though he has not yet entered the race. But DeSantis has struggled to live up to sky-high expectations among some early backers. The U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings this year. In the last week, four people were fatally shot at a Sweet 16 party in Alabama. A man shot and killed another four people in Maine. Carnage has taken 88 lives and 17 mass shootings over 111 days. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.